Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the CWG-UCTN meeting on the 11th of January at 2100 UTC. On the call today, we have Carlos Raul Gutierrez, Heather Forrest, Jep Ackerhaus, Ann Beth Lang, Patrick Jones, Ron Sherwood, Mary Uduma, Maximal Zoba, Yoriana Jessic, Susan Payne, Nigel Kashmir, Griffin Barnett, Paul Schindler, Sana Salman, Robin Gross, Colin O'Brien. We have no apologies. And from staff, we have Bart Boswinkle, Lars Hoffman, and myself, Michelle DeSmiter. I would like to remind you all to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you, and over to you.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Michelle, and thanks very much for your support of the meeting. This is our first meeting of the Coast Community Working Group on the Use of Country and Territory Names as TLDs in 2016, and indeed my first meeting back after a few weeks away. So thank you very much for your patience while I was tending to a family thing. We have before us today, as Lars noted in his meeting or in his email that went around at the end of last week, a bit of a summary of where we are on the community feedback that we've received to our survey on three character TLDs. As you may recall, we sent around a survey in, I believe it was late August, early September, asking the community for input. This is not a formal public comment process, it needs to be said, but an informal, if you like, information gathering exercise, one that we've used in the past in this cross-community working group, and indeed a mechanism that we used in the study group that predated this cross-community working group. And we, at the point of the Dublin meeting back in October, we had received quite a few comments, but not, or I should say, responses rather than comments. We'd received quite a few responses, but we knew that there were others coming in the build-up to Dublin. We knew that there were a number of communities that needed more time, and indeed following Dublin and during the week in Dublin, we received several more pieces of feedback, several more responses. And as Lars noted in his email last week, it was really very important in preparation for this meeting, and I hope you took his words to heart, that you had a look at what has been prepared, which is essentially a summary, very helpful summary put together by staff that collates, simply puts into a single document all of the comments that were received during that, or responses that were received during that process. It's important to say, and I'll turn this to Lars in a second, but from a co-chair's point of view, from a member point of view, it's important to note that the responses that you see in the summary document have not been altered or amended in any way. They are simply a cut and paste of the responses that were received. So with that as an introduction, may I perhaps turn to Lars just to offer a little bit more explanation as to this document and the mechanics of it, and then we'll go to our item number two. Thank you.
Thank you, Heather. This is Lars for the record. Yes, Heather, as you pointed out very kindly, this is a document that we put together from the staff side based on the feedback that was received. It is to note that there is also another document that was circulated that contains the exact wording of all the submissions. I can pull that up if you want in the receive room, but it should be in the inbox. It should have been sent today and Friday as well, or Thursday evening. And a small other caveat before we continue, there's a couple of submissions that are not part of that yet, although they have been submitted from Nominet, and there's a couple others that are forthcoming. So by the next time we meet, you should have an updated and completed document. Having said that, I think the substance of what you will see in front of you, especially in this condensed summary, will not change greatly. I'm just going to thank everybody for 1 second, so I can take you through the document, and we will see the same on the screen. So there's a couple of overviews, general observations, and some suggested to-dos for the members of this working group. And then I try to summarize a couple of the key arguments that I brought forward. And then here you see from page 3 onwards, it's a visual overview, pie charts of response percentages of who supported and who didn't support various questions. It's worth noting that the responses are not necessarily that each respondent had said yes to one option and no to all the others. So the to be borne in mind when you assess the pie chart. One interesting outcome of this was that although there were fewer submissions from the GNSO, due to the structure mainly, I presume, of the GNSO, they were all rather unanimous. And you see that later in the charts. You can see that at your own leisure. Whereas the CCNSO, which had, in terms of numbers, by far the most submissions, is less cohesive. There's a majority view, surely, on the CCNSO side, but it's not a clear-cut a viewpoint that was detectable anyway from the GNSO submissions. So that's something that maybe should be borne in mind as we move forward. And in addition, there's something that came out of the comments, and I think that I would like to warmly recommend to the group to consider, is that, and I pointed this out here too, is that some of the arguments or the points that were put forward seem to me to be more a justification of a desired outcome. So some submitters said, well, this is what we would like to see, and then here are a couple of reasons why we think that would be a good idea. And I think the group would be advised to, if at all possible, start the other way around and see where are some principles that we can all agree on upon which policy should be based, deriving from what exists at the moment, deriving what the group has agreed on, two-letter codes, and any other general principles that the group can come up with. And from that, then, reflect upon what the actual policy should be. I think that would be very helpful and also would help overcoming or maybe creating a more broad consensus than is maybe apparent right now from the raw data that was submitted to the group. And Heather, I think I'll leave it at that and pass it back to you unless there are any other questions. Thank you.
That's very helpful, Lars, and thank you very much for your hard work here. We can all see that this is a quite a lengthy document. And again, I think can't over or underemphasize this point that no changes have been made in terms of replicating the comments that have been submitted, but there's a fair bit of work that's been done by you and your team in terms of putting this into a form that we can all understand in a single document and in a form we can understand, and the analysis of the pie charts is indeed very helpful. I think now what would be appropriate is to take up our item number 2 more formally, which is the tour de table, to the extent that having reviewed this document, anyone has questions or comments or concerns. I'll kick off that discussion by saying from my perspective, I think one of the things that's very helpful about the pie charts, that addition to this document, is it shows that we have received a very broad range of input here, a very broad range of responses, and that we don't have unanimity in terms of a community perspective, let's say, and from my part, that's entirely anticipated. I think we knew going into this exercise that we would not have full agreement on any particular point. I'll pick up on Lars's comment and say, as a representative from the GNSO, that it is the case that the way that the GNSO often works is it speaks on behalf of, or let's say within the GNSO, a constituency or stakeholder group will submit a comment, and that could represent thousands of people. It might represent hundreds of people. It might represent a smaller number of respondents. Certainly speaking from my own community within the IPC, there was an IPC comment that was submitted, and that represents the work of I don't know what our membership is now, but it's several hundred at least. So that then suggests to you that we shouldn't be viewing the number of responses as indicative, let's say, of any particular thing, but rather that we have a good broad range of views. And with that, I will turn it over. Lars, I see your hand up. Is that an old hand or a new hand?
Thank you, Heather. This is Lars. It's a new hand. Just a quick note in addition to what I said earlier. When you go through these comments and as you review them, just something to bear in mind that this is not this wasn't a public comment forum as such. So the group should bear in mind that the comments reviewed, although they're valuable and the people who submitted them have spent time on this, and it's clearly their viewpoints that they're trying to make clear to the group. So I'm just going to wait for this to stop.
One moment.
No problem.
One moment, please. One moment, the operator's finding the line.
Thanks, that's great. Thank you, Michelle. So just to remind everyone that the weight, if you want, of these comments submitted is not necessarily the same that would be the case if it had been an official public comment procedure that's taking place. So we were testing the water, if you want, and wanted to get general feedback from the community. It's a starting point for our discussions, and at this point, I think we should be less, or the group should feel less bound or guided by the comments than would be the case if it had been a public comment forum on concrete proposals. And I'm just going to leave it out there for everybody. Thank you. This is Lars again. I'm not sure whether Heather is still on the call, and she might have been having got dropped. I think it would be great to hear back from the members of this group on the call at the moment, what they think, if they read the document, what they think of things like the to-do list and general observations, and see what their viewpoint is in terms of how to move forward. There's obviously several options. We could do it in a way what we did for the two-letter codes, whereby we produce a concrete wording that would then be, in form of a strawman that would then be put out for discussions for the group. We could also see what kind of general principles have come out of the responses and what issues the group can come up with independent of the responses that were submitted. And see if we can derive to some recommendations from there. Let us know what you think, how to proceed, and what you thought about the comments submitted and the summary. Thanks. And I just got a ping from Heather that she got dropped off the call, but she will be dialed in very shortly. So I'm just going to take over for 1 minute. Annabeth, you raised your hand if you want to speak. The floor is all yours.
Yes, hello. This is Annabeth Lang. I think it's very important that the members of the group really go through this summary that the secretariat has made. It's useful and gives a kind of feeling of what the meanings are around the different communities. But it is important that not we, as the co-chairs, even if there are four, we are not the ones to form the principles and the policy. We need you to come with your input. And if we can't have words from you, it makes the work very difficult. Thank you.
Annabeth, I'm so sorry. Can I just interrupt you? I don't know about the others. The sound quality was very bad in my end. Could you possibly...
Didn't you hear me?
Annabeth, your phone is a bit too loud. So if you can tone it down a little bit.
Okay. I try.
A little bit more. No,
Is it better now? Better?
No, it's not. If you can increase the distance between the microphone and your mouth a little bit, maybe that helps.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
Is this better?
Yeah, it is. If you could repeat again what you just... Yeah?
Is it better now?
No, it's just as bad. When you had it off...
I'm sorry. Yeah, I tried, but I'm not sure what to do to get it better.
If you increase the distance between your microphone and when you speak and your mouth, that will help.
Okay, is that better?
Yeah, it is.
Can you hear me now? Is
that
better?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we try again. So what I was trying to say is that the role of the co-chairs is that we are trying to be a kind of putting all of us together, and the working group has to give us their view. But the problem is that we can't get the feeling of what you are thinking about, what the secretariat really has worked hard to get out, the community responses and the statistics and the analysis. It's very difficult to go forward, so we really need you to comment and to work through and give us your thoughts. Did you hear me now?
It was Mrs. Laffer, for the record. I don't know if you can hear me. It was let's say it wasn't the clearest we've ever had on the record, but I think we could make it out more now.
Okay, I'll try to write.
Thank you. Anybody else in the on the call who'd like to voice an opinion or a preference on the task ahead?
If I may, Lars, Carlos, I only have a phone line.
Of course, Carlos, please go ahead.
Yes, I would like to add to Annabeth that we're very interested in putting forward this Strawman document for the large meeting we're planning to have in Marrakesh. We have a few more calls, but not many. And ideally, we would expect this feedback to come fast so we can go through it over the next month and hopefully keep the momentum that we had from the last meeting that was very well visited in Dublin, and come to Marrakesh with this Strawman as proposed. So by then we should have covered 2 letter codes and 3 letter codes and show that that the group is making progress. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carlos. Laura, you had your hand up. And then Heather. Laura, if you're speaking, you might be on mute. We can't hear you. Laura's hand has gone down. Heather, did you want to take over? No. Silence all around. I hope that has to do with that's not to do with my line. Okay. Well, if there's no further comments, and nobody has any particular thoughts on how to proceed, I think the staff sentiment on this, if I can be so bold to share this with you, is that it might be the most effective way might be that we would actually.
Marsh, it's Heather.
Heather, go ahead.
Apologies. I'm back. No, that's fine. I felt like I'd abandoned you, and I was just sitting here in silence waiting for the ring back.
That's okay, no worries. And if I can just finish the point, what I was just going to say is that it seemed to have worked quite well for the first part when we had the straw man and we discussed concrete proposals, if you want. I just want to reiterate that might be an option to move forward, but obviously it's not for us to determine how to proceed. Heather, over to you. I'll remain quiet for now.
No, Mark, please. It's not about remaining quiet. Thank you for filling the gap. Thanks very much. So just a quick comment. In relation to Carlos's suggestion, that's when I originally raised my hand and realized I couldn't speak. I think the challenge in front of us is really what Lars noted at the outset, which is that we have in some of the responses, let's say, almost a cart before the horse. The way that we had attacked two-letter codes was to say what policy rationale can drive our outcome, and here we've had an outcome that's sort of driving the policy rationale, or at least suggestions of that. And I think to the extent that we can, we want to be very, very careful, because we are going to have to defend our recommendations to the broader community, and particularly in this instance, given that we have a fair bit of dissonance across the responses. We don't have a uniform response, a uniform position. I think we need to be very careful to say what policy can drive the outcome that we might achieve. And in terms of wordsmithing and how we articulate this, the only amendment that I might suggest that we make to the document that we have in front of us on the screen, the summary document, and albeit it's a very picky point, but I think it's helpful, is we start off by saying in under the heading introductory comment, the remit of the CWG-UCTN is to develop a policy framework. As our charter is specifically worded, our first goal is to see if it's possible to come to an agreement on a policy framework. And that's where we are now. I think we haven't really experienced that with two-letter codes, but we are experiencing it here with three-letter codes. So I think one of the possible options is that we go back to the community and we say thank you very much for all of your input. Based on that input, we received a broad range of responses. Here's what we understand those responses to equate to, that we have a diversity of views, and that there are certain points at which that diversity can't necessarily be boiled down to a single position. So if it is possible to find common ground, just picking up on Annabeth's comment in the chat, if it is possible to find common ground, then we can articulate that, but I wouldn't like to think that we as a group have some tremendous stress that we can't progress because we say we can't come to common ground, because indeed that is in many ways equally helpful to the process that this would become a part of. We're not here to make policy ourselves. We're here in the cross-community working group to establish a community position to the extent that that's possible, and that would then get folded into a broader policy development process undertaken by the GNSO in the same way that the previous round policy development occurred. So with that in mind, I think I would encourage us all to have a look at this summary document. Number one, make sure that your comment, if you or your group has submitted a comment, make sure that your comment has been appropriately, accurately expressed in the document, that there's nothing, for example, there's not a paragraph that's been left off or something like this. Have a look at the views of other groups, what's been submitted, and perhaps come to a view, you as an individual member of this cross-community working group, can we reach a harmonized point? I think that's a very helpful next step. Bart, I see your hand. Over to you, please.
Yes. Just to be very precise on, say, the charter and the remit of the CTN, it is to provide advice regarding the feasibility of developing a consistent and uniform definitional framework. So not even a policy framework, a definitional framework that could be applicable across the respective SOs and ACs. So it's more around, and that is, say, going back to the time when the charter was drafted, and this is from the recommendations of the study group. The study group at the time was very aware that policy might be already a bridge too far, because that's SO specific, so GNSO is CCNSO specific, and this is the step before going into policy.
Very helpful, Bart. Very helpful indeed. That's exactly exactly what we need to bear in mind. And I think it's important that we do that, because I don't want our group, as long as we've been at our work and we still have more work to go, I don't want us to become discouraged or disheartened or despondent in the sense that we think that there's failure. In fact, I agree with Carlos's comment in the chat. We're happy about the number and variety of opinions. It's a healthy result. Of course, it's not an easy starting point for common recommendations, but a common recommendation on a given point may be that we have we can all agree we have this diversity of views, and it's not possible at this point to come to a unified position. However, we've done a significant amount of hard work in collating the views and putting them all together in one place. So I think that's a very, very important step. Bart, your hand's up. Old hand or new hand?
Please, old hand.
Excellent. Would anyone else like to comment? Let's say, is it acceptable to the group that we use that approach that I outlined going forward, that you go back, look at the document to the extent that you haven't already done so, and ensure that your own comment or the comment of your group or community is accurately presented? I don't anticipate you'll find any discrepancies, but I think it's a good opportunity to do that, given that you have taken the time to submit comments. Make sure that we've captured them, and then come to perhaps a finger on the pulse view as to whether you think for the various points that agreement is possible, and preferably don't simply rely on the pie chart, but the substance of the comment. Is that a way forward? Silence is golden, which means yes, everyone agrees wholeheartedly. Brilliant.
Heather, it's Paul, if I may.
Please, Paul, go right ahead.
Apologies again, I'm also only on audio at the moment. I've been holding my tongue throughout the call because I did want to hear what others had to say, because I've got particular views as to how we can move forward from here, both procedurally and how we handle the responses that we've gotten. But I didn't want to verbalise that too much, given that I had a fairly leading hand in terms of how the study group attack this. So I just wanted to see whether there were any different views. I just want to back up what you said in terms of this going back to the community to clarify that their inputs have been accurately captured. I think that's a very good step. It gets everybody to look at not only their own submissions, but the others that they didn't have the benefit of seeing previously. So once you see other views, you might refine your own or not. And then I would encourage people as they come back, I think that's a great idea, to also just tack on a comment as to whether they agree with the way that we're proposing to move forward, and whether very simple points. Are you happy with the way we're going to move forward? Are you concerned with the lack of agreement or the lack of consensus amongst the commentary that's been received? And do you have any views on, and this is for all of our working group members, do you have any views on how we handle that moving forward? Because that's very important, because as Lars and the team start drafting the straw man, they need that level of guidance. They need that indication of what is the best way to start analysing this. I also want to chip in on the point that Bart made. Yes, he's absolutely right. As we came out of the study group into this working group, we're not even talking about respective policy processes, because that's not our position as a group to do so. But that's not to say, I mean, he's correct that we are looking at some sort of harmonised definitional framework. In other words, it is within our remit to say a harmonised definitional framework would actually cover the agreed usage that we've talked about in two-letter codes, or the lack of an agreed usage or understanding of the term for three-letter codes. So within that, while we can't affect policy processes, it's the definitional framework that we can work on, and as a number have said on the call, it's not a failure for us to walk away and say, when it comes to three-letter codes, there isn't that level of clarity. But again, I don't want to skew the group's views too much, but I just want to hear more.
Paul, that's helpful. Thank you very much. Appreciate your comments. Carlos, I've noted you were, just for the benefit of those who aren't on the Adobe, your question, can we count on feedback for the three-letter straw man for the next call in 2 weeks? I would like to think that, so we have some other comments in the chat that say let's leave it as summaries for now. In other words, let's not try and refashion the words of others into a common position. But I do think we're in a position to be able to say that we can potentially go back and confirm in 2 weeks' time. Everyone in the group can confirm, yes, I've reviewed my own comment, or I've reviewed my group's comment. I agree with that it's been accurately presented. And I think Paul makes an interesting point. Perhaps one other point of feedback that could be done on the list between now and our next call is to say that we as individual group members, do you have concerns, was Paul's question, do you have concerns about the level of diversity in the responses? Is that a predictable thing to you? Is there something we should be doing about that? I think that would be very, very helpful, just to get our own understanding as a post-community working group for the diversity of responses and how we tackle that. And I also think it would be helpful, perhaps we each do this. We take these three things on. The third thing to take on would be, how would you propose to go forward? I think one thing that we want to say as co-chairs that came out of our co-chairs meeting recently was, we're not here to drive the ship. We're here as an administrative function here. You know, in this sense, we and staff serve a very similar role, in a sense that we're here to herd the cats and try and keep us on track and on our charter. That's all we're doing. We're not here to give any sort of super substantive position that ranks above anyone else's. By complete contrast, we're members of the group. We're just tasked with administrative herding functions. So perhaps to the extent that we can all, each of us come back before the next meeting, preferably on the list, with those three things. One, if you or your group has made a comment, then yes, I agree. I've seen that my response is accurately communicated or accurately represented. Two, how do you feel about the diversity of views? Are you comfortable with that? Are you uncomfortable with that? Is that expected, unexpected? And three, how do you propose we go forward, given your views on that diversity of view? How do you propose that we go forward? I think that would be the most helpful in terms of Carlos's, you know, can we have a straw man in order to get there? I think we need those three things, and it needs to be us as a group working together rather than a few of us. And Carlos has reproduced those in the chat, as has Bart. Very helpful, Bart. Thank you for your scribing. It's excellent in the far right window. So how does that work for everyone? Gregory, please, I see your hand. Thank you. Gregory, you might be on mute. There we go. Good. It looks promising for you to join us, Gregory, but we don't hear you. May I just confirm, am I the only one that can't hear? It might be me that's popped off again.
No, it's not just you, Heather.
Great, right, thank you.
We will have to investigate those.
Everybody has
can't get off mute.
Today.
All right. Well, I see we have some comments in the chat. The three-point suggestion works. Gregory, your hand's up again. Let's give it a try. Unfortunately, we have silence again. It might be that the best approach is to put your comment into the chat, and I'll be very happy to read it out. Good. Excellent. So we'll wait for Gregory to type his comment in. I'll be very happy to read it out. Gregory agrees. I see. Okay, green tick. And a number of comments along the way. Happy with the three-point suggestion. It does mean that we have a fair bit of work to do, you know, really for the next meeting to be effective. We each need to have followed through on our 3 points, and that includes the co-chairs and all of us working together. So what we then hope to get out of our next meeting, I suppose now, unless anyone has anything to add on point two, we're on to our point three, which is next steps. So we'll answer our 3 points. I think on the basis of the response, I wouldn't like to predetermine where we go from there. But on the basis of the responses that we all make to those 3 points, we'll be able to chart a very clear plan to Marrakesh. For example, if there are some grave concerns that come out of number two, is it a problem that there's this diversity or something like this, then that's going to suggest we're a little bit slower in what we do between now and Marrakesh. If there is a very healthy response to number three, suggestion as to how we move forward, then that's going to greatly expedite our work to Marrakesh. So please answer as substantively as we can. And Annabeth makes a very good point in the chat. I would suggest to spell out in the general observations what status quo really means. I've had some questions about this, and that would be helpful. So one of the things that we need to do is what we have done for the two-letter codes, which is to say that the front end of our report on two-letter codes set out, here's the current policy position, here's where things stand now. Perhaps what we did was we anticipated that we'd be working on that while we received the feedback from the community, and I think we got diverted a little bit by the holidays and end of year and IANA transition and this sort of thing. So we need to go back and do that housekeeping as well. Lars, you've largely driven our documentation effort. How would that be helpful? Should we put together a sub-team to work on that status quo section of our report? Would that be useful?
Thank you, Heather. Yeah, I think that would be probably the easiest and most efficient way to proceed.
Okay. With that in mind, do we have any Bart, please, go ahead.
components.
Yeah, just to, and maybe this is more a question for Annabeth as well, but for the full group, but specifically for Annabeth. So if you talk about the status quo, what is, say, if you recall, one of the first things the working group did was going back to the study group report and record and reconfirm the current policy status. Is this what you mean by status quo or something else? Because if you recall, there has been no changes as far as I know, but the working group spent some considerable time in checking whether the policy as documented by the study group is still the current policy.
Good question, Bart. I think in addition to confirming that the policy was still current policy, and I agree with you, we haven't had policy changes, what we do have is examples from the 2012 new GTLD round. We made reference to, let's say, the implementation of policy and any changes in that implementation in our report on the two-letter codes. So I think it would be helpful to note both of those things. Let's just confirm quickly that there isn't, let's say, officially rather than quickly. Let's confirm officially that there aren't policy changes. Of course, we know there aren't. And have a think that picks up on the question raised by, if I go up in the chat and see if I can find it, someone asked about examples of, perhaps it was Pangiotis, of uses of three-letter code. Oh, it was Nigel. The question about precedent. So we can pick up on that so that we're all on the same page and capture that in our documentation. And I'm aware that there are a number of us that have lived with this issue for a very long time and know some of the background, and then there are some of us who've come to this new. Perhaps if you have lived with this for a long time, it would be helpful if you volunteered for the sub-team to help to craft this together, and we'll ask. I know Lars and Bart are both swamped with all kinds of things, but we'll ask you for your help if you're willing to capture these things and put something together. So if you are keen to volunteer to capture the status quo, what is the policy today and the implementation of that policy today with any specific examples, then that would be very helpful. Thank you. Bart, is that, I see your hand. Is that an old hand or a new hand?
Because I'm typing, I forget to take it down. It's an old hand.
Perfect. Not to worry, Bart. Not to worry. And Annabeth, I see your comment in the chat. Your audio is bad. You'll try to write. And we'll wait for you, and I'll be happy to read out your comments. And you had suggested earlier, I read that one out. And Colin, if I haven't answered your question in the chat, you've asked, this might be a question for the veteran members of the group, but this seems like a very diverse group. Am I wrong to think that's the case? And I've answered you, you're quite right. It was an intention in making this a cross-community working group rather than keeping it within simply the CCNSO or the GNSO or any particular group. The point was to try and get a cross-community view on this so as to try and as Bart has very helpfully pointed back to the specific language, see if it's feasible to assess the feasibility of putting together a definitional framework. Anna, that's great. We've got your comments then. Anything further on this? Silence? Lars, Bart, are you happy with where we are at the moment?
Yes, all good from my side.
Great.
Heather, it's Paul. Just Bart, one quick admin point.
Yes, please, Paul.
Just a point of administration. Your three questions were very clearly captured, and Bart scribed them, but may I suggest that either he or Lars send that out to the members, full membership of the group ASAP, because we've got a fairly healthy attendance on this call, but that's not everybody, and it would also serve as a good aid memoir for anybody considering responding to those questions.
Good suggestion. Thank you very much. And I think what we'll do...
Heather, so what I'll do is I'll tidy up the notes tomorrow morning my time, and then send the full notes, including the questions, to the group. So those who have not attended or were not able to attend this call will be informed of the discussion, etc., as I did last time as well.
Great. Thank you, Bart. So the approach then would be, Pangiotis, I'm just picking up on your comment in the chat that you couldn't hear. So the notes from today's call and those three particular action items that we've discussed will be circulated tomorrow, roughly, around on the list. It has been noted that we do have a very good attendance for today's call, and that's brilliant. Great start to 2016, but there are, of course, some participants who are not with us today. So by sending that out on the list, we'll capture those. Please go ahead and respond to the email. Let's just put your comments to those three points up on the list, and the sooner the better. If you wait until a day or two before our next meeting, then we won't necessarily have a proper chance to digest it. And of course, given that our meetings are early in the week, it means that we'll spend our weekends reading through comments when things get posted to the list on a Friday afternoon, for example. So try and do this the sooner the better, as Bart has rightly noted in the notes. And for a procedural point of view, let's say, Lars, Bart, don't try and capture all of those things. Let's not make another document, let's say, that's a summary of comments. Let's leave it to the members. Each of us needs to be responsible for reading through the responses that are received to those three action items. So let's come prepared to discuss those action items. Staff, you have enough to do. Don't try and summarize those responses to those three action items. Lars, I see you have another point for any other business. Please, go ahead.
Thank you, Heather. Yes, this is a complete change of subject. I hope that is okay. I just had an internal ping from staff supporting the GAC, one of our favorite subjects, and they would very much like to see a meeting with us in Marrakesh. And there's likely, so this is just a preview of what's to come. It's likely that they would suggest a Sunday afternoon meeting with at least the leadership of our group. I have no further details yet. I know that at least for Carlos and Heather's perspective, and myself obviously too, the GNSO is usually meeting on Sunday afternoons. There's a meeting with the GAC, in fact, but I presume this meeting with our group would be earlier. So there might be issues in terms of coordination overlap. I'll be working with that on that behind the scenes with the staff, with the GAC staff. But I just want to give you the heads up that they are keen to meet and keep the communication channels open. Thanks.
That's very helpful, Lars. From my perspective, I would say let's not make this a meeting of just the co-chairs. The co-chairs only represent some of the views here, so I think to the extent that we can, and perhaps we use a doodle poll or something like this, let's try and open this up to the whole group, number one. Number two, do you know from the ping, is it just the, let's say, the leadership of the GAC? Is it the leadership of that working group? Is it the whole GAC? Who wants to meet with us? Can you figure that out?
Thanks, Heather. This is not confirmed, but as far as I understand it, it would be the whole of the GAC, so it would be a similar forum to what normally happens when the GNSO meets, for those members of the GNSO, meets with the GAC on the Sunday. So our CWG would, in its entirety, or you know, just some of us, go into the GAC room and have a discussion there with everybody present. Obviously, there'd be the leadership of the GAC up on the front panel, but the members of the GAC are all in the room. I think that is the forum they have in mind, but I will confirm this as soon as I get more information. Thanks.
That's some significant progress, if that's the case, that we have. I think one concern that I've had all along, and we've articulated as a group a number of times in a number of different fora, is is the broader DAC aware of this? Because this started out as a sub-team of a working group with the DAC, let's say their efforts, and then became a working group, but it still wasn't really clear from some of those broader presentations that the whole of the DAC was on board. So I think to the extent that we have a meeting with the whole of the DAC and our entire group, that's a very significant step forward. That's my personal view. So great. Let's see how we can schedule it to get the best possible representation from our side and theirs. And Annabeth has noted in the chat, I think they started to get aware in Dublin. And I think that's quite an accurate statement, and let's keep that going. So let's, Lars, we leave that in your capable hands. Whatever we can do to get as many of us in the room as possible, I think would be a great thing. Thanks. Any other points for any other business before we wind up for today? Pangiotis agrees with Annabeth in the chat. Any final comments from anyone? Hearing none, I will, 8:54 in my time zone, all the way at the end of the earth, we'll call the meeting to a close. Thank you very much, everyone, for attending. Bart, thank you for your excellent describing and for circulating those notes. Lars, thanks very much for keeping us on track. And all the very best for the new year to everyone. We will meet. Oh, Lars, sorry. One point. It make that 21:55, Bart. Lars, can you remind us our next meeting is in 2 weeks, is it?
2 weeks from today. Yes, that's correct, Heather.
Perfect. Excellent. Off we go. Everyone have a lovely day. All the best for the new year, and we'll see you soon. Bye now.
Thank you again, Heather.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Today's meeting has been adjourned. Operator, you can now stop the recording. Please remember to disconnect all the remaining lines and enjoy the rest of your day.